Rigorous laboratory proof of consciousness transfer. Thankfully, other scientists have performed similar experiments, further validating Baxter's initial results without disappearing or being threatened. Dr. Charles Tart from Berkeley set up a bizarre experiment where he gave himself painful electrical shocks automatically and then attempted to send his pain to another person who was the receiver. This person was wired up to measure heart rate, blood volume, and other physiological signals. Tart found that the receiver's body did indeed respond to the shocks through things such as an increase in heart rate and a decrease in blood volume. But the receiver had no conscious knowledge of when Dr. Tart was sending them. Probably the greatest modern pioneer in these sorts of experiments is Dr. William Broad. According to Lynn McTaggart in The Field, Dr. Broad began by performing an experiment in the late 1960s in which he attempted to transmit his thoughts to one of his students while the student was under hypnosis. When Dr. Broad pricked his hand, the student felt pain. When he put his hand over a candle flame, the student felt heat. When he stared at a picture of a boat, the student made comments about a boat. When Broad stepped into the sun, the student mentioned sunlight. Distance did not seem to matter. Even when Broad was many miles away, it worked just as well. This certainly suggests that the Baxter effect is just the beginning. We share much more information with one another than just the shocks from our nervous system. As the years went by, Dr. Broad sought ways to study this effect under controlled laboratory conditions, and he has now published more than 250 articles in professional psychology journals and written numerous book chapters. Broad's first rigorous laboratory experiment involved knifefish, which emit electrical signals that change whenever they move from one position to another. These electrical signals can be used to precisely determine the fish's position and can be picked up by electrodes attached to the side of the tank. Broad's participants were consistently able to change the position of the fish by their conscious intent alone. Similarly, Broad found that participants could increase the speed that Mongolian gerbils ran on their activity wheels, with all other factors being ruled out. Broad also designed an experiment in which he put human red blood cells in a test tube, along with a saline solution that had enough salt in it to kill the cells. His participants were able to focus their minds and protect these cells from bursting open. This was easily verified by measuring how much light could pass through the solution. The more the cells broke down, the more transparent the solution became, so less light was a sign of healthier cells. From there, Broad moved on to human beings. Have you ever felt someone staring at you, only to turn around and find out that you were right? Broad wanted to see if he could study this effect in the lab and confirm that it really works. He put one person in a private room with a small video camera, wired him up to the polygraph, and told him to relax. In a neighboring room, he could see the participant's face on his television monitor. A second participant was then told to stare intently at this person on the monitor and try to get his attention, but only when a computerized random number generator told them to. Sure enough, when the first person was being stared at, his skin revealed significant electrical spikes. This occurred an average of 59% of the time he was being stared at, as opposed to the 50% that would be expected by random chance. This might not sound like much, but a 9% increase above chance is considered highly substantial. Dr. Broad then changed the experiment. He had his participants meet each other first and stare intently into each other's eyes while they talked. He encouraged them to get comfortable with each other. Now, when the person was stared at by his new friend, he noticeably relaxed on a measurable electrical level. This is solid proof that people can be staring at us, sending us their pain, transmitting thoughts. And even though our bodies may react to these signals on a physical level, we usually don't have any conscious awareness of what's going on.